Excited? What if your AI communication isn't truly private? Even with full encryption, sensitive information about your queries could still leak.
That sounds like something out of a spy movie, doesn't it? But this isn't just theory. It has very real implications for privacy and national security.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into a groundbreaking paper. It's called WhisperLeak. This research reveals a new side channel attack on large language models.
Okay, WhisperLeak. That sounds intriguing. Can you break down for us what exactly this attack is?
So imagine you're sending a secret message to an AI. You've encrypted it, right? You think it's totally safe.
Right. That's the whole point of encryption.
Exactly. But this paper shows that even if the message itself is hidden, the way it travels.
Wow, really? So not the content, but the way it travels? Precisely. This is what we call a side channel attack. It's like telling what kind of book someone is reading. You only observe its thickness and how quickly they turn pages. You don't see the words, but you get clues.
That's a great analogy. So even though the actual prompt is encrypted, attackers can still infer details? What kind of details are we talking about?
They can infer if your prompt is about sensitive topics, for instance, a medical condition, or perhaps just the weather.
That's pretty concerning. So how do they actually do this? What are the specific traffic patterns they're looking at?
The researchers from Microsoft, Jonathan Barr-Orr and Jeff McDonald, focused on two main things. First, the size of the data packets, and second, the time between those packets arriving.
Packet sizes and the timing. Okay, so it's like a spy watching cars leave a secret base. They don't know who's in the cars, but they might notice that big, heavy trucks leave at certain times and smaller cars leave at other times.
Exactly, you've got it. The sizes of the packets and the time gaps between them become telltale signs. This information allows an attacker to obtain details about the prompt that was sent.
I see. So the metadata around the communication, not the communication itself.
And the reason this works is quite clever. Most LLMs use the TLS protocol for end-to-end encryption.
Standard web security, right?
Yes, but here's the kicker. The symmetric encryption used in all tested LLMs is a stream cipher. What that means is the size of the encrypted message is exactly the same as the size of the plain text message.
Oh, I see. That's a critical detail. So if my prompt is 10 characters long, will the encrypted packet also be about 10 characters long?
Precisely. There's a strong correlation between the size of an encrypted token and the visible plain text token.
What about the timing aspect you mentioned earlier? How does that play into it?
LLMs are designed to return tokens to the user as quickly as possible. This creates another correlation. The time differences between encrypted data packets often match the time differences of the token generation.
So the attacker is essentially observing the rhythm and size of the encrypted flow. It's like watching a typist. You can't see what they're typing, but you can tell how long the words are and how fast they're typing.
That's a perfect analogy. The combination of identical message sizes and rapid token generation creates these exploitable patterns.
So, did they actually test this? How effective was it?
They absolutely did. This wasn't just theoretical. The paper reports experiments conducted with 28 different LLMs, and the results were quite stark. 28 different models? That's a lot. What kind of success rates are we talking about? They collected features like packet sizes and the duration between sending a prompt and getting a response. Then they used machine learning models, specifically BERT, LSTM, and LightGBM models, to analyze this data.
So they used AI to catch AI. That's fascinating.
In a way, yes. They trained these models on sequential data. This included 10,000 benign prompts and 1,000 sensitive prompts.
And what was the outcome?
Excited. They achieved approximately a 98% success rate. This was for classifying sensitive versus non-sensitive prompts. And remember, this was only based on the packet sizes and inter-packet timing.
98%? That's almost perfect. So an attacker could be incredibly confident in identifying sensitive conversations.
This has some pretty serious real-world implications, doesn't it? who would be using an attack like this?
Absolutely. The paper highlights that an attacker with the ability to eavesdrop on network traffic, think governments or a hacker controlling a router, could use this.
To do what specifically?
To identify things like regime opponents, potential terrorism activities, or other sensitive user interactions. It's a direct threat to privacy and free speech.
Wow, that's a big deal. Is there anything that can be done about it?
Fortunately, yes. The researchers also suggested several ways to mitigate the problem. Microsoft actually worked with industry leaders for nearly a year on this.
What kind of solutions did they come up with?
The main solution is called obfuscation. This involves generating random dummy data between tokens.
So instead of sending just the actual data, you're sending extra meaningless data to confuse the attacker, like putting a bunch of empty boxes on a conveyor belt with the one important box?
Exactly. It breaks that direct correlation between the encrypted packet size and the plain text token size. It's like adding random noise, so the patterns become meaningless.
That's smart. And have companies actually implemented this?
Yes, companies like OpenAI and Mistral have already added options to their APIs to include this obfuscation. This is a crucial step forward.
So, in short, the WhisperLeak attack is incredibly effective. However, the industry is already working on countermeasures. The key is designing LLM systems with these side channels in mind from the start, right?
Precisely. It emphasizes the need to design LLMs and their surrounding systems to minimize data leakage through such side channels. It's a wake-up call for better security design.
Before we wrap up today's episode, a quick heads up for everyone. I'm flying to reInvent in Las Vegas in just 3 days. I'll be meeting some top AWS people there. If you have any burning questions for them, drop them in the comments on our social media. I'll pick the best ones to ask.